Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you're at in the world. So I know I got like one really faithful listener, a couple, maybe, but like, I love you. I don't know who you are. I want you to know that. This whole God thing has been a journey, and I'm just learning, and so now, you know, to create who I want. What does God want? You know? I mean, it's my relationship. But I understand now that I can go create whatever. And it's about the people, right? What love. I was reading. Okay, so I'll read it. I just turned it over, you know. It's Isaiah 61. And I just turned it because I was thinking about God. Like, that's all I think about. It's all, but it's just, then it's like, it's love. And it's people. That's what the Bible says. You love God, you love His people. And so then create. So I can't be the old person. I almost cut my finger off at work Friday. Painful. I haven't gone to the doctor. I rebuked narcotics on all the pills. I haven't taken them 2.5 years. But the pain. And you know, at some point in your life, you're just gonna realize that drinking, you can't do it. You know. You just can't do it no more because of the person that was created in all the darkness. And so, that's not an option anymore because he's dead. He's dead. And I rebuke him and he's disgusting. And I am killing him. He is done. And I know that battle is won because I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to go to jail. Like, you know, God uses all things for your good. And so even something like porn that is disgusting, can't stand it. That girl that did what she did only knew because her mind, it had been done to her. And I can forgive her now. But God used the porn to save me and save a lot of girls. My darkness came out there and it didn't come out on any real girls for 26 years. I could have been out there hurt. Well, who knows? Well, I'd definitely be dead. I thank God. I really just thank you, Lord, for that. For everything that you've done for me. My whole life. And you just start to learn. It says in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to confront the brokenhearted. And to proclaim the captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He makes you smile. It's just like, yeah. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. And with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes. This is what I've been singing. A joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted in His own glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago. They will revive them. Though they have been deserted for many generations, foreigners will be your servants. They will be fed your flocks. They will feed your flocks and plow your fields and tend your vineyards. You will be called priests of the Lord, ministers of God. You will feed on treasures of nations and boast in their riches instead of shame and dishonor. You will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Everlasting joy. Well, you can have that no matter what. You have everlasting joy no matter what. You don't need anything but you and God for that. I promise. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be recognized and honored among the nations. Everyone will realize that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom dressed for his wedding, for a bride with her, or a bride with her jewels. The sovereign Lord will show his justice to the nations of the world. Everyone will praise him. His righteousness will be like a garden in early spring, with plants springing up everywhere. Yeah. You know, and then it's like, it's God. It's just God, you know. He makes you smile, the joy. You got all the memories to think about, all the things he's done. Then it's just love, you know. And so then what do you want to do? You go create a relationship, friendship, and it don't have to be sexual love. But when you learn, like, what, who you are, what God says about you, and you learn who you are, you can hang out with anybody and not take on their, who they are, their personalities, and like gay people. I can hang out with a gay person now and know that I'm not gay. I love women. I want to love a woman. And so, but it wasn't until the Bible, I couldn't even hang. My mind told me, because of three of them, that they were all, that they're just disgusting. And, but they're just broken too, you know, just like us. But now the Bible has allowed me to realize who I am. And now I can hang out with anybody and not care who they are or what they think. And I don't have to take on their beliefs. And I don't have to be like them and make their choices. It's my choice. It's my choice to be who I want to be. I know now. It's like I don't. So I got to make better choices. It comes down to it. It's always about you. It's always going to be about you. What do you want to create? What do you want to do? For me, it's like love. I love God so much, and there's a part of me that doesn't want to give up. Like that belief in him, that childlike faith, and it's just me and him. And I know I'll always have that, so I got that. You know, that. I mean, I hear the voice sometimes. It's not all the time. You just talk. You talk to him. I talk to him like I'm talking to you right now sometimes. Too much, maybe. No, I don't think so. It makes me happy. All right, well, I hope you have a great day, and God blesses you. And I'm sure you're great. You've probably created something fantastic and wonderful. You are amazing. I got to figure out what I want to create, and who, and for who. People, you know, kids, young people, be good, do good. Teach them what he did for me so that they don't have to go through the darkness that I went through. and they can always shine, always be smiling. When you know your word, God's word, our word, neurotransmits. Every word we speak is neurotransmitting in our mind. We're creating on a really, really level that's, I don't know what they call it, but creates your perspective, your identity, you label yourself. And it's got a thought that is going to affect the emotion. When you create a perspective and identity of yourself, it has to be with what God says of positive speaking, and the thinking and the emotion will have to follow. You'll never leave joy. Ever. You'll never, ever, ever leave joy. No matter what you do or what you go through, you'll always smile, and it's because God loves you and He's taught you and He's teaching you. But then you got to create. He's given you the freedom to do whatever you want. He's wiped the slate clean, brought you back. And He says, hey, it's like lukewarm. It's not acceptable. So go be with, do God, make, or go be with them, the world. Do one or the other. You know, make a choice, another choice. God's always, it's really your choice to do anything. And He loves you, and He doesn't care. No matter what, He's going to love you. No matter what. And He's even get, like, they, that's what I've realized. You know, they, nobody's going to hell. Everybody's going to heaven. Do you want to experience heaven? Then learn to create with your words, a perspective where you're creating reality in your mind. And joy in your heart. And whatever you go do, you can be happy doing it and enjoy. I just gotta figure out what will make me truly happy that I create, you know. When I think about it and go, I really just love people, but it's like, if I love people, then I gotta, why don't I love myself? Because if I love God, and I love people, and I do, not everybody, but I love everybody, I don't like everybody, but, yeah, I heard a little kid, it's like the kids, you know, the young people, and they deserve to know the truth so that they can create a, they can learn to speak, so they don't have to listen to the darkness and live in darkness their whole life. They deserve that. Love you guys. Bye.